Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so excited for this podcast. I believe that this segment, God is going to speak to all of us, speaking to our hearts, speaking to our minds, speaking to our lives. I want to talk to you today about omitting and getting rid of all of your distractions. I believe that this week is very key for you to stay very focused. Being focused for the rest of our lives until the coming of Jesus is going to be key. Focus is powerful. As a matter of fact, I had one prophet once prophesy to me, and he said something to me that really marked me. And I was going through a very difficult season. He had no idea what I was going through, had no concept of my season or what I was facing in that season. And something that he said to me is that he saw me most effective. And he said, you are a crazy warrior when you are most focused. And at that time in my life, I was very distracted by a lot of things that were going on around me. A season that was very difficult, circumstances that were very hard. And so I was surrounded by a lot of difficulty. I was surrounded by a lot of barriers in my life. And those words really seared my heart. So I'm very intentional about staying very focused in my life. I try not to permit or allow different distractions to come into our lives. Because focus is one of those things that we have to maintain on a daily basis. It's not going to come automatic. It's not going to come just because. We have to purposely become people that are very intentional and very deliberate about maintaining our focus on God. Why does distraction come? So Satan knows the power of distraction. And one of the reasons why Satan really allows or permits or really just throws all kinds of bait our way so we can bite it, because he knows that distraction will pull us out. Distraction will take you out of the power of God, of the connection between you and heaven. Distraction comes to cause doubt. Distractions come so that you are not steady and you are not connected to a higher power, which is heaven, which is God. And so Hebrews 12:2, let's read it together. Hebrews 12:2, and it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And even right there where you're at, just even say that with me. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so here's Jesus telling us that we are to fix our eyes on him, fixing our eyes, our look, our gaze, our heart. So when he's talking to us about eyes, he's not necessarily talking to us about our physical eyes, because obviously we look at things throughout the day. He's talking about our position, our heart, what we are focused on internally. And then he says, focus your eyes, focus your gaze, your attitude, your intention, focus everything about you, focus on Jesus. And then he says, because he's a pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And then he said, because he set the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So it's interesting how he's talking about the cross and how Jesus had to endure the cross. And yet it's talking to us about fixing our eyes on Jesus, meaning learn from him, because although the cross was there, he was not gazing his eyes on what he had to endure. His eyes were fixed on something joyous, the salvation of all humanity. And so he was looking at the bigger picture. He was not looking at the steps that led to that crucifixion. And when you think about Jesus or think about our lives, right, we face a lot of things in our lives throughout the week, throughout the months, just what the earth is facing right now globally. All of the problems that we see across the earth, all the bad news, all the fake news, you know, all the things that we are encountering right now. I mean, Christians that are facing all kinds of persecution right now. I mean, think about the earth, all the battles. It's so easy to become so distracted through all the turmoil that we're seeing. If it's not illness, if it's not an injury, if it's not, you know, all kinds of things that we're seeing, things that we are facing. You know, when you look at God, he's really not lost control. God is still sitting on his throne, and Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of his Father. And so he sees it from a higher view. He sees it from a higher standpoint. He's not lost control of anything. So we have to keep our eyes focused on him because, one, he guides us through all the turmoil. This is not taking God by surprise, all the things that we face, everything that we encounter. So you have to be very, very intentional about maintaining that focus. You may not even know how to handle situations in your life, but he does know how to handle them for you and how to guide you through every single circumstance. And so it's important for us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. You can trust him. You can rest with him. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God of peace. You can make sure and know in your heart and settle that in that matter in your heart that he's on the throne. He's still reigning. He's still God. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's the ruler. He's still the king. He's still coming back for his church without blemish or wrinkle. There's still prophecies that haven't been fulfilled as far as the church is concerned, as far as you're concerned, as far as I'm concerned. So we have to be very, very intentional that you and I remain very focused. Now, when you think about the word focus, I thought about this when I was driving here to record this podcast. I thought, you know, when I work out the girls in our workouts, I always tell them to focus on a specific muscle. Any trainer will tell you that. You know, focus on a specific muscle when you're working out that muscle. There's power in focus. So when you think about it, the muscle, when you connect it to the brain, something's actually happening to the muscle. So let's talk about it physically speaking. They call it attentional focus. So think about that, attentional focus. So when I say, or we're gonna work out your bicep, right? And let's say your bicep's being worked out. And we say, put your brain into that bicep. What's happening is attentional focus, or we call it mind-muscle connection. You're connecting the brain with that muscle. And what happens is by you doing that, putting your focus on that muscle, the muscle working, what's happening is it enhances the muscle fibers. So what's actually happening is activating that muscle just by you connecting your brain to that muscle. You are now enhancing the muscle fibers, and what's happening to your muscle, think about how powerful this is. It's making your muscle grow. So the more you focus on that muscle, the more your muscle fibers are now being enhanced, and that muscle is actually growing. That's in the physical. What happens in the physical also happens in the spiritual. What you focus on is growing. Where you put your focus is gonna grow. If you put your focus on Jesus, guess what's going to grow? Your faith. Guess what's going to grow? Your peace, your joy. So God knew the power of focus. Now think about that in the physical realm. If that can happen in this physical realm, how much more in the spiritual realm? That's exactly what happened to Peter. When Peter was focused on Jesus, he comes out of the boat and he said, Jesus, if that is you, he said, bid me to come to you. And then Jesus, all he said was, come. And he was walking on water. And while Peter is walking on water, he is connected to a higher power. What is growing his faith? What is he connected to? To a supernatural power that he was not able to connect to in a natural stance. When you are focused on Jesus, you connect to a higher power. You're connected to a supernatural power that is beyond you, that is beyond human ability. And the minute he got distracted by the wind, the storm, the water, what was, fear entered him, and then he drowned. How many people are drowning right now in fear, drowning in sadness, drowning in discouragement? I hear people all the time, even Christians, oh, my heart is so heavy. Oh, my heart is, why is your heart heavy? When you serve a God that is Jehovah Shalom, there's a lot of characteristics of God. Your heart should not be heavy. The Bible says, give your burdens to the Lord and he is faithful. So we don't have to walk around sad and depressed and boo-hoo. Look what's happening. God is not done yet with the earth. God has a plan. God has a purpose. God has prophecies that haven't been fulfilled yet. We ought to be rejoicing because God is not done yet. Yes, we ought to pray through persecution, but we ought to get focused again. You know what we ought to focus on? The promise of God. As long as Peter was focused on come, he could have kept on walking, probably gotten to the point of hugging Jesus. Now, I want you to look at this. The power that was released over Peter's life to be able to walk on water, it wasn't because Jesus was close to him. Mind you, he was in the boat. Jesus was walking on water. That is not what caused Peter to walk on water. What caused Peter to walk on water was his focus. And what's going to happen to our lives when we focus back on what heaven is saying, on what heaven is doing, then we will connect to a higher power that is beyond us. Look at what Genesis 21:19 says. I want to talk and pause for a moment on Hagar. Hagar, it says, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. Let me paraphrase this entire story. Found in Genesis, the Bible says that Abraham kicks out Hagar. Now we know the story. Sarah is promised a child. Abraham is promised a child, which was Isaac. But Sarah thinks she can help God. So she asks her maidservant, Hagar, to go and sleep with her husband, Abraham. Abraham does it without flinches, without a second thought. He goes and does what his wife is saying. So now Hagar is pregnant with a son, has her son. And here's Ishmael. She's kicked out of the house because Hagar has major problems with Sarah. She's kicked out. She provokes Sarah. Sarah hasn't gotten pregnant yet. And so she's kicked out of this house. She goes into the desert. It looks like she's about to die. She's in the desert, her and her son, Ishmael. And then the Bible says here that God opened her eyes, because here, literally, Hagar thought she was going to die. She was focused on a desert. She was focused on the fact that there is no water. She's focused on her son. Ishmael was crying in the desert. In Genesis 21, he's crying, but the angel of the Lord heard him. And the Bible says that God opened her eyes. Notice what the Bible says. Genesis 21:19. You need to study this story. It says, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. God didn't put the well of water there. God opened her eyes. Vision is everything. Where you're putting your focus is everything. God did not put a well of water in the desert. The well of water was always there. She just couldn't see it because she was focused on the child. She was focused on the sickness. Here you go, parents. Focused on, oh my gosh, the sickness. And what about this? Stop focusing on what the news is saying, on all of this different COVID and now this variant. What? Stop focusing on that. The Bible says that God had the child in mind. He heard his cry. And then here God opens up her eyes. And then the Bible says that when God opens up Hagar's spiritual eyes, now she is able to receive drink from the water that was always there in the first place. Do you know that everything that you need, healing, deliverance, everything that we need is already at our disposal? It's available to us. So what God needs to do is open up our spiritual eyes, because we've been distracted by so many things. You know what one of the worst distractions is? One of your worst distractions is when you start to compare yourself to somebody else. Stop comparing yourself to anybody. You cannot compare your life to anybody. God needs to open up our spiritual eyes so that we can see what is at our disposal. Many of you can't just transcend. Many of you are not able to see. And that's why you can't grow. That's why you can't overcome. That's why you can't triumph, because you're focusing on the wrong thing. If there is no vision in your life, then you're going to stay stuck in the same place. If there is no vision in your life, you're going to stay stuck in the same circumstance in your life. Let me say this to you. Vision will always bring provision. Vision will always bring provision. Vision will always bring strength. It was when she saw, strength came on her. When she saw, provision came to her. So the fountain that she needed was always there. She could not access it until she had vision, until she was able to focus on God. So unless you are able to see, you cannot access provision. If all you see is a bad news, what you haven't attained, where you haven't gone to, what you don't have, what somebody said, what somebody spoke, then let me tell you, you cannot receive that provision. That's why I have such an urgency to pull people out of any sickness right now. Because if all you hear is a bad report, all you hear is this report and that report, you cannot access it. You've got to see healing. You've got to see the miracle in your life. Everything that Hagar needed was at her reach, but she could not access it because she was blind. Are you blinded spiritually? Have you allowed distractions to blind you spiritually. She couldn't see what God had always provided. She couldn't see in the middle of her desert because she was blinded. There's an exit and she was blinded. She couldn't see the exit sign. What has been blinding you? What has been distracting you? It's time to remove every distraction from your life. Whatever that is, cut it off. Whatever it is, turn it off. Focus on His word. Focus on what He said. Focus on what He has spoken to you. Some of you need to get back to your word and focus on what God has already spoken to you. Provision's already at hand. And now maybe you need to take steps towards that. But some of you are getting blinded and you need to come back to the focus. What has God spoken? I'm going to pray for you. Maybe there's been blindness. Maybe there's been distractions. Maybe you need to get focused again. The brain needs to focus again to the word of God. I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to remove every distraction from your life. And I pray that through this podcast, God began to speak to you and bring clarity to you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people. And I decree and declare today, God, that there is a clarity of mind. Father, that if there's anything in their lives that they've been focused on, the lack of, they've been in a desert, they keep seeing what they don't have, they keep looking at all their circumstance, they find no way out. Father, today I call the clarity of heaven, and I decree today that they focus back on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray, Father, that their eyes would be enlightened and that you would open up your eyes like you did for Hagar, and that they would see what you have already provided, that they would see what you've already done, that they would see, God, that through your cross, you already paved a way, you already answered. Father, any mindset, God, that perhaps is there, God, causing the blindness today, God, we disrupt, interrupt, intercept every plan, every lie that came from the pit of hell, God. And we declare today that your people can see and they're focused again. Father, I decree focus over them, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I love you guys. We will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.